Kasama sa kalsada o habang naglalabada, kami ay aariba. Kayo ay maghanda na, tawagin ang barkada. Kami ay may ayuda, bongga. Habang nagmimilyenda, kami ay kukuda na. Halika na, halika na, chika na, chika na. Halika na, halika na, chika na sa kumarito, 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 kumarito. Hey! Chika moderately.
Attention shoppers, attention shoppers. Dum 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 dum.
Oh. Sorry. Perfect 'yon. 'Yun talaga, like walang kaming
flawless na dum dum dum.
Yes.
Sorry. Alam mo 'yun yung naaalala ng mga nakikinig sa atin.
Oh, attention kapag, shoppers.
Ano, attention shoppers, yung dum dum dum.
Actually, diba? Pero ano yung jingle din?
Yung jingle.
Which talaga reminds me na September na and kailangan ko na lagyan ng mga jingle bells ang ating jingle.
Ay oo nga, kasi Bermont na. Ang bilis na.
Parang wala. Well, ang daming nangyaring makabuluhan sa atin this year, lalo na sa kay Kumarito.
Totoo.
So sobrang ang saya.
Nag-birthday pinanganak si Kumarito February 18.
Uh-oh.
Tapos, 'di ba? Kalain mo mag-1 year old na siya soon.
So, oh, yung baby natin.
Hey there. Hi guys, Kumaris and Compares. This is again Owie.
And this is Jay and welcome back to
Kumarito. Ayan. Very exciting tong episode natin ito kasi this is the pre-season finale episode. Kasi one more episode and season finale na ulit ng Kumari Talk, and then watch out for
abangan nyo ang finale. Pasabog na naman po ito.
Totoo. At saka bigger and bolder Kumari Talk na naman tayo by ano season 3.
Oh my God, wag yung season 3 na tayo.
Kung Fearless Podcast ang season 2, abangan nyo ang season 3.
Guys, pero it wouldn't be possible without our avid listeners.
Totoo.
And you know, our Kumaris and Compares out there. Salamat guys. At guys, season 3 kami. Hala,
hindi natin inakala no, na ganito siya magiging kalaki.
Oo, nakakaloka.
Ito ay na-share ko dun sa ano, kasi there was one episode sa Twitter Spaces na sinalihan ko. And I was kind of interviewed na rin about podcasting.
Yeah.
Tapos nakita kasi nila yung charts natin, yung numbers ng Kumari Talk na, mm-hmm. 'Di ba? We shared the stats of Kumari Talk from time to time.
Yes.
That we are at number 1 dun sa Comedy Improv ng Spotify. No, not Spotify, Apple Podcast
Apple
Philippines.
Podcast, yeah.
We are also on the charts ng Spotify. Mm-mm. Nasa charts tayo ng Anchor. So, hindi nawawala sa picture si Kumari Talk regardless kung number 1 ba siya.
Mm-mm.
Or at least some number. Pero we're still there. And then I was asked, how do you guys do it? Kasi there are podcasters din, mga independent podcasters na... Uh-huh. They're asking me, and I know that some people are also asking you,
yeah.
Paano kayo nakakapasok sa charts na ganyan?
May entrance fee po. Sharing.
Ang sabi ko kasi sa kanila, it's a passion project, di ba? Parang how we started Kumari Talk in the beginning. Parang it's always a passion project. You have to do something. You have to give your heart to what you are doing. And eventually, if people will feel your sincerity kasi, babalik-balikan ka nila.
Uy, that's true. I have to completely agree. And ano kasi yan eh, guys? Parang, mararamdaman kasi ng tao kapag may hesitations ka.
Totoo.
They're gonna feel it. You're gonna be able to radiate the energy. So, how you execute your passion, if you're really passionate about it, it will reflect sa
correct
outcome talaga. Kami ni Owie, we never realized, we never imagined this would be this big.
Uh-oh.
Na it would open a lot of opportunities for the both of us. We never imagined it to reach that. Gusto lang talaga namin mag-chika. At gusto lang namin marinig ng ibang tao yung chika namin kasi feeling namin, mature namin. Charing. The feeling namin kasi... 'Di ba nga sinabi namin sana lahat ng conversations parang conversation namin mag best friend kasi hindi naman sa wala kaming pinag-aawayan pero ang healthy kasi parang
uh-oh
after kapag meron kaming misunderstanding sa barkada, most especially Owie and I, it when we talk about it, it always results to something healthy and something better. So what parang what good would it be if we share it to other people na uy, posible yung ganitong conversations. So tas, yun lang talaga, tas biglang hala, grabe, it blew up na parang crazy. Correct.
And remember, Jay, diba, parang, yun nga, always put your heart to what you are doing. Kasi mafe-feel ng tao yun eh. Makikita ng audience yung sincerity mo, yung authenticity mo. Correct. Remember, there was one episode that we recorded. I'm not sure if this was with Yael or with Bonnie. One of our collab episodes na ang hirap maging content creator kung yung content na content creator kung yung content na pinapagawa sa'yo is hindi aligned dun sa values na nire-represent mo.
Oo, na parang kunyari nag-send sa'yo yung isang vape company ng vape, tas kailangan mong gawa ng content, kailangan mo gamitin, eh hindi ka naman nag-vape, hindi ka nag-yossi. So, di ba, parang it's hard. And you know naman that the heart of Kumaritok is being real and raw.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, parang siguro ano na lang din siya, parang kumbaga bonus na lang din na it blew up. But like, Owie and I are actually already good, like, being able to share our story. And if you would notice, guys, yun nga sinasabi natin na healing process naming dalawa to eh. This is our story. We often incriminate ourselves sa mga episode namin, and I think that's the spice that we have. Now we're really not scared, but we're not scared. We're confident to put ourselves out there and be challenged, be judged, because we are already coming into terms with ourselves, because this is our process.
Totoo.
So thank you guys for accompanying us sa proseso namin ni Owie na ito.
Oh, thank you sa patuloy na pakikinig na ito yung sinabi one of the paano ba? Comments eh, na sinabi sa akin nung isa sa mga avid listener ng Kumaritok.
Uh-uh.
Ayoko doon i-drop yung name niya kasi medyo spicy. There are other podcasts daw kasi out there na pinakikinggan niya, na binabalik-balikan niya, not because of the person who is telling the story or who is narrating the podcast.
Uh-uh.
Rather, it's the content.
Yeah.
Kasi meron daw mga, yun nga, parang we talked about the influencer culture.
Uh-uh.
Ang dami mga influencers ngayon or some celebrities who started their podcast. Pero if you're trying to get the sincerity out of the content ng iba,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying na lahat ha. Kaya nga, they are kind of critical eh whenever they are listening to podcast episodes. And I really appreciated nung sinabi niya sa akin na I admire your contents because I know that it's coming from the heart.
It really is. Tangina, umiiyak pa nga tayo sa podcast. And guys, mind you, ang dami naming tinapong episodes ni Owie because it got too emotional.
Oh.
It, alam mo yun, na parang,
hindi na siya,
sobrang puso talaga.
Totoo. And, ayun nga, so, May topic talaga.
May topic talaga. 7 minutes na kami nagpapasalamat. Kasi guys, wag si season finale na. So,
totoo.
Like, thank you talaga. Like, thanks again for tuning to Kumarito.
Oo. And, eto na. So, last week.
Delay ko yung topic. Thank you guys so much.
Ikaw talaga. Ayan. So, last week kasi, kinover natin yung episode about ghosting.
Girl, may singaw pala ako. Hindi, I can't talk.
Pero yung episode kasi natin sa ghosting is ang intention talaga natin doon is hindi para i-promote ang ghosting kasi
oo naman.
I've seen, or you and I both have seen some tweets about one podcast na kind of talked about the same topic.
Uh-oh.
Though iba yung atake, iba yung approach.
Yeah.
So sa atin kasi it's not to promote or to encourage people na gawin yung ghosting kapag hindi nila prefer yung tao na yun.
Oh, and by the way, guys, and disclaimer lang ha, promise, not for anything else. The ghosting episode of Kumaritok was recorded before the other podcast, disclaimer lang, before the other podcast published their ghosting episode. So, we were not aware that na may ganun palang fiasco sa Twitter. We only learned about it nung recorded na yung episode namin ng ghosting. So,
and we haven't released any publication material about the episode.
Yeah,
yet.
And I haven't heard the entire episode of the other podcast. I just was able to listen to the snippets sa Twitter.
Uh-oh.
Yun lang. So disclaimer lang, just to clear the air, if, you know, just in case magkaroon ng comparison or parang tension between the two podcasts. No, walang ganun, guys. Walang anything like that.
Correct. Ayan. So this time naman, let's talk about yung root cause. Root cause talaga, no?
Ghosting.
Ng ghosting. Hindi naman to nangyayari lang sa social media dating, eh. It also happens in real life, diba?
Yeah.
Most of that. Sometimes it happens in real life.
Yeah.
Though most of the time, like a lot of times talaga, ang ghosting, madalas siyang nangyayari kapag yung isang tao ay nakikilala mo from a social media app or an online dating site. Oo. And I know that some of our listeners might or might not have experienced using a social media app, or sorry, an online dating app rather.
Uh-oh.
So andyan yung Bumble, andyan yung Tinder, Grindr for our brothers and sisters, LGBT brothers lang pala. Madami yan. Even Facebook dating,
there
is na, diba?
And even like the normal, the regular social media apps, IG, Twitter,
Instagram, dami. LinkedIn.
Uy, meron na Shopee.
Meron. Oo.
Lazada.
So, in this episode, we're gonna talk about social media apps and online dating apps.
Lame lang si seller. Ang bilis mo kasi mag-reply ng seller na
ilang ako. Fast learner si Pota. Ayan. Ikaw ba? What's your experience? Ayoko tanungin na kung have you tried. Yung dapat yung first question, have you tried, eh. Pero,
huh?
Anong experience mo using online dating apps?
It's been good. Sasabihin ko lang. So, I'm ready to talk about this because I am no longer, or para sa mga ano dyan, comparison compares out there, I'm no longer on any social... Wait. Excuse me, hala. Excuse me po.
Recorded yung pag-achieve mo.
I'm no longer on any dating app. I just deleted my Bumble account. Actually, I deleted Tinder a long time ago. I parang yung Tinder ko, ginawa ko lang siya, but I never really used it. Ewan ko, parang hindi ko siya feel. Hindi ko feel yung, parang, basta hindi ko feel yung Tinder. So, sa Bumble lang talaga ako. As the queen bee ng Bumble. Charing. Tapos, nag-delete ako ng account just recently. Kaya ready na ako to talk about the experience. Kasi tapos na. I mean, I'm done na. We'll never know, Charing. Pero I'm done na with the dating app. So, how was it? It's been good. Ang saya. Alam mo, like, in general, sobrang dami kong na-meet. Iba-ibang mga tao, iba-ibang klase ng mga tao, iba-ibang POVs, iba-ibang religions, beliefs. Girl, as in, like, ang dami. Tapos, lahat sila, hindi naman lahat, siguro mga, I'd say mga around, what, 60? 60-ish? Joke, hindi, eh. Marami pa lang ako. Hindi ba 60? Mga 40%. Conservative. 40%, 40% non, parang, ano, sobrang chill. Like, people that I could still reach out to anytime na to chika lang. Like, it was a good experience for me, ha?
Uh-oh.
It was a good experience. Hindi ako yung parang, tangina, I hate, Bumble, walang kinesa nangyayari dyan. And I think it's because, I was able to, like, set proper expectations with myself even before I downloaded the app. Na alam mo, bumalik lang ako sa Bumble nung galing tayong Subic.
Yes.
So, that was the only time that, you know, I became, like, more active on Bumble. Tapos, I set proper expectations with myself kasi that time. What I want, what am I looking for.
Mm-mm.
So, I think, if you do, medyo maganda talaga. It's gonna define your experience. So, maganda siya for me. Ikaw, di ba active ka din sa Grindr? So,
oo, active ako sa... Pero hindi kasi... iba-iba yung agenda ng tao dyan, eh.
You're not on it for dating kasi.
I'm not on the app for dating. I did not create my profile dun sa Grindr just to date someone. Kasi nga, I'm in a relationship. And even Jerry, my boyfriend, di ba? He's also on Grindr. Yun lang naman yung online dating app namin talaga.
Na, diba there are some, ano pa?
There are other online dating apps pa yan. Yung mga OG na online dating app yung, for LGBT. Ano yun? Planet Romeo.
Yung Hornet.
Ayan.
Iniisip ko Green Lantern. Superhero yun.
Ayun. Yun yung mga OG kasi. Pero Grindr medyo matagal na rin.
Matagal na
It's
siya.
Just that iba-iba kasi yung parang pinaka-market niya. May ganun.
I could remember, sorry, share ko lang. I could remember back 2011 or 2012. Uy, shout out kay Al. Hi, babe.
Hi, Al.
Hi, Al. Si Al, back in 2012, nag-work kami noon sa Makati. Tapos, he would be gone for like an hour or two kasi meron 1 kilometer away. Oh, Grindr na yun.
Uh-oh.
2012 yun ah. So, parang kami ni Alay. Hi, shout out, baby, Alay. Si kami ni Alay, parang magtataka kami, asa pumunta yun si bakla? Parang tapos na yung lunch natin.
MIA siya.
MIA si Bading yung pala, may minute sa Grindr, day. Grut pala si puta.
Oo.
Ayun. So, matagal na, 2012 pa. Tapos, parang ang galing kasi until now, it's 2020. It's almost 10 years.
It's still there, no?
It's still there.
Ano naman kasi eh, parang ako ha, nung naging kami ni partner, syempre, walang social media, walang online dating app. Sa akala naman na ipasok to sa picture nung nag-move in kami sa sarili naming bahay.
Oo, when you were trying to like medyo spice up the relationship, ganun.
Pero eventually kasi, those people we met dun sa Grindr na yan, naging katsikahan, naging tropa.
Yeah.
Yung kabilang building namin, nakakainuman namin every weekend kapag kunyari may ganap or yung biglaan lang ba, just because bored kami. So, ayun, punta kami sa unit niya or dun kami sa unit namin.
Mm-mm.
Pero it's because of Grindr kaya nag-bridge yung friendship
niya. Yeah.
Back in the day naman, when I was single pa noon, I used to use Grindr. Syempre, dun, yung agenda ko is to meet people.
To date
someone.
Ah, okay. To find someone.
Oo.
A jowa.
Yun, terminal goal yan eh. Usually, di ba? Hindi ko sinasabing lahat terminal goal nila magka-jowa. Yung iba kasi it's only for sex eh.
Oh.
Yung mga NSA na tinatawag, yes. Yung mga no strings attached na ganyan.
Correct.
Or friends with benefits lang. I used to use the app. Pero hindi siguro ako mapalad.
Mm-mm.
Noong araw kasi hindi ako gustuhin.
Noon?
Doon sa app.
Diba, I don't understand how Grindr works, honestly. Kasi sa amin, swipe, swipe, swipe. Swipe left if you don't like. Swipe right if you like.
Walang ganun sa Grindr. Sa Grindr kasi, meron kang freedom to chat anyone that you see dun sa within your proximity. Kasi may parang kilometer yun na radius eh.
Yeah.
Na yun, basta you can chat anyone na makita mo dun sa proximity mo.
And then
mo.
You can meet.
You can meet kung mutual yung gusto, yung ano, agreement ninyo na mag-meet kayo for simply coffee, date lang,
yeah,
or friendly chika, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Kayong bahala kasi there are things to unpack pa eh.
Mm-mm.
But it's not like Bumble na kailangan mag-match kayo.
Oo.
So you can start chatting.
Yes.
Doon hindi.
Ah, okay.
Talagang, ano siya, one for all.
Ganon. Hanap usap deal.
Oo.
Ganon talaga
Lazada.
Siya. Lazada.
Hindi, sulit.com.
Oo, sulit ba yun?
Oo, sulit.com.
Hanap usap deal.
Ganon siya. I must say, ha, yung experience ko, okay naman. Hindi ko sasabihing pangit.
Mm-mm.
Kahit sabihin natin na hindi ako talaga gustuhin noon.
Mm-mm.
Sa Grindr, even until now.
Mm-mm.
Mas gusto nila si boyfriend kasi ipa-flaunt mo yung best picture mo doon.
Oo, sabagay.
Parang ko ano
ka. Paborta-borta ka doon eh.
Paborta-borta.
Ikaw kasi girl never ka nagpaborta-borta eh.
Never talaga.
Sincha lover.
Oh, Michelle Obama talaga.
Michelle Obama yung tag mo eh.
Ayun. Ayoko sabihin na hindi maganda, pero ayoko sabihin na sobrang ganda naman. Parang andun ako sa okay lang. So-so. So-so because I met a lot of people.
Mm-mm.
I met friends na yung mga naka-grinder ko noon, until now, kaibigan ko pa din.
Yes,
imagine.
Yes, oo.
Tapos kung di dahil sa Grindr, medyo napapakinabangan ko yung Grindr ha, nung pag nag-out of the country ako.
Oo naman.
Kasi I use it to meet people na local. Kasi sila yung mas kabisado nila yung lugar.
Tutor ka.
Kung paano makatipid,
tama.
Mga ganyan. So, may tulong pa sa akin. Hindi siya yung tipong...
May friends nga ako, girl. Ano, wala silang bigas. Tapos, nasa condo sila. Dahil nag-grinder, naghanap ng bigas. Tapos, lucky enough, doon within the building, may nagbigay ng bigas sa kanila dahil. Willing naman sila magbayad, pero hindi na ata nagpabayad yung ano, na-meet nila sa grinder.
Oo. Ang cute. Nakakatulong talaga siya. Para siyang Facebook din eh.
Oo.
Pero, ibalik natin siya ngayon dun sa mismong terminal goal ng mga tao, uh-oh, which is to find relationships on social media true or love, online dating apps.
Ako, before, ito ha, I have to be completely honest. Maganda. It's been, the experience for me has been good. But like, nung may mga parts, may mga times din na, hindi naman, I don't wanna use the word resent, pero naiirita ako dun sa app. Like, not really sa app. Like, naiirita ako sa culture nung ng app. Before ha, ngayon kasi I've learned to, ano yan, I've learned to play with it na, what do you call this? I've learned na how the dating app game works na.
Uh-oh.
Kasi ako, like, when I downloaded the app, parang I wasn't looking for hookups. Though I already know that a lot of people, siguro let's say mga 70% of the people on dating apps look for hookups lang. I'm not generalizing, I could be wrong. Most of the time men. Mm-mm. Na parang pag may nakamatch sila na babae, okay, meet up, sex, tapos na. Parang ganyan. Alam ko naman 'yon. But I was there not for that. So, alam mo naman, as the thirst trap queen, syempre yung mga picture natin, mga medyo thirst trap din.
Oo,
may mga
pa-boobs.
May pa-boobs.
Pero di ka naman nagpapakita ng dede. Talagang
bawal.
Nakatupis ka lang.
Bawal nga ang mirror selfie sa CR. Kapag nag-mirror selfie ka sa CR, hindi i-upload ni Bumble. Ganun siya.
Okay.
So, parang, tas bawal ka rin mag-send ng recorded video. Pwede ka lang mag-send ng real-time video. Ganun siya. So, parang ako, nung nag-join ako sa dating app, I was only looking for kausap. Kasi parang ang reason ko palagi is I've been talking, because of the pandemic, I've been talking to the same people for the last year na parang ito na lang. And syempre, kung nasa labas tayo, kung walang pandemya, ang dami nating na-meet ng mga bagong tao, di ba? Mm. For sure. Pero dahil ako, I've been talking to like the same circle, same people, parang nadedrain yung parang nadedry hindi pa nadedrain nadedry yung brain ko na parang I want to meet new people, I want to find new perspectives, I want to, kasi yung mga napapanood mo naman sa TV is you're not entirely sure if like 100% true eh, but kapag nakakausap ka kasi ng actual person, you would have like a new perspective on things, makakilala ka talaga ng as in totally different new person. Tas wala lang, part na rin siguro ng exploration ko as a single woman. Kasi nga, it's been 2 years
uh-oh
since I've been single. And first year nun, wala naman, I was, ano eh, nag-move on pa kasi ako nung first year. So parang, I spent it walwal, and then a lot of things happened to me. Not to mention the pandemic, not to mention yung sa mom and everything. So I didn't really have time to like mingle with guys and like maximize my being single.
Oo.
So, parang iniisip nga ng mga tao, parang ang promiscuous nitong babaeng to. Pero hindi naman ako nagde-date. I wasn't seeing anyone. Parang, hindi ako nakikipag-sex kung kani-kanino. But like, I just present myself as someone promiscuous na wild. Pero wala naman talaga akong dinidate or wala akong kinikita or I wasn't entertaining anyone. So, this year, parang, di ba, since nag-start ako until now, doon pa lang ako nag-start maging single-single. Girl, honestly, in my 28 years of existence, bilang I have been in a relationship for almost 12 years straight na magkakasunod na may jowa-jowa ako. Ngayon lang kasi ako...
Hindi mo kasi na-feel.
Hindi ko na-feel
yung
to.
Yung single life at all.
Ngayon ko lang na-feel na parang, ang daming... dati kasi yung term ng liligaw eh.
Uh-oh.
Ngayon kasi aura. Ang daming mong aura, ang daming mong kausap, ang daming nagpapakain sa'yo pag alas 12 na. Ang daming nagugood. Ang daming nagugood morning sa'yo kapag sumikat yung araw, ang daming nagugood night. Parang ngayon ko lang siya na experience because I've been in an exclusive relationship for the longest time. And I'm not gonna lie, I like the feeling. Parang nakaka-validate siya ng pagkatao. Not that I need validation, but as a single woman na may insecurities, we talked about that dun sa topic sa episode natin about insecurities, it makes me feel good about myself na parang, okay. So, na-validate ko yung self-care ko, yung self-love ko, how I project myself to the public. Parang ganyan. Parang, ang sarap lang sa pakiramdam. But like, I wasn't there for hookups. So, yung mga nakakausap ko, pag I always ask na parang, why are you here? Why are you on Bumble? Tapos, if they say na friends with benefits, casual lang, I automatically, okay, oh, pass tayo dyan. Next, swipe tayo ulit. Kasi nga, hindi ako doon. And I feel like sinasabi na, I feel like if I'm just here for hookups, we're just gonna use each other. Na parang, okay, after nun, kantot kalimot. So parang, floating question siguro, is there true love on Bumble or is it just kantot kalimot? Diba?
Sasagutin ko based on...
Ang funny nung kantot kalimot. Sorry, nasa podcast.
Oo nga, grabe. Oy, mag-headset kayo.
Malilate na yung disclaimer.
Sasagutin ko yung tanong mong yan based on stories I have. Hindi sa akin to, hindi ko siya personal experience. Kasi to be honest, I haven't met someone na naging boyfriend ko because of an online dating.
Ako din naman. I haven't. Same.
But I've heard success stories.
Sorry! Joke lang.
I've heard success stories. So one of my friends on Twitter Spaces kasi, partner niya at saka siya, parang they've been together for about 5 years na.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos they met each other on Grindr. The story that I have, that he shared kasi, sabi niya, hindi madali at first kasi it's Grindr eh.
Mm-hmm.
Na there is always a trust issue.
Of course!
Na, if you meet someone kasi on an online dating app, ayun na, sige, Grindr or Bumble, meron at meron kang trust issue na pag naging kayo, ano yung assurance mo na, na hindi na siya mag-online dating or mag-stop na siya? Ano yung assurance mo na wala siyang ibang ka-chat bukod sa'yo? Kasi andyan yung concept of collect and select, di ba?
That's me.
Na people are doing.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say that it's bad, but I'm not also gonna say that it's good.
Mm-mm.
It's their own preference and what's the intention, why do these people do that practice, yung collect and select nga. Mahirap mag-start ang relationship pagdating sa online dating app kasi papasok yung trust issue mo.
At saka it's hard to find real connection kasi hindi mo naman alam kung totoo ba talaga itong mga sinasabi sa'yo na itong taong to or ano lang siya eh. Anong tawag doon? Mabulaklak.
Facade.
Facade lang or parang mabulaklak lang yung dila niya because syempre, baka he finds your picture attractive, ganyan-ganyan.
And then, ito nga eh, diba, babalik ako doon sa previous episode natin ng ghosting. May mga tao kasi na these are also stories that I've heard from real people din na they start yung conversation, ang ganda, I like you because, okay, maganda yung picture niya, very photogenic, very appealing, maganda yung credentials, nagtapos sa ganito, or dito siya nag-aala sa ganitong school, maganda yung trabaho.
Ganda yung work niya, oo. Nagba-basketball, 175 centimeters, yun yung mga ano ko eh.
Oo. Na kung titignan mo yung buong package niya, sabi ka, ay, ka-jowa-jowa.
Yeah.
Pero pag nag-meet na kasi sila, or minsan ha, may nangyayari na kaagad, parang first meet up pa lang because they are infatuated eh. So, dun sa nakikita nila.
May sexual tension na eh.
Oo. Na parang I want to do this with this person when I meet him or her.
Tsaka based on the conversation, baka nag-elsahan na kayo sa conversations yun eh, diba?
May ganun. Pero, may mga tao kasi na ang ginagawa nila, which is hindi talaga maganda, na after, for example, nung sex, they drop everything.
Wala na.
May ganun.
X na.
Oh, and it happens. Which is really sad. Na nagkaroon lang kayo ng magandang simula, ningas kogon per se.
Oo.
Na sinimulan nyo siya ng sobrang ganda, na akala ng karamihan kayo na.
Mm-hmm. Nakwento mo na sa friends mo.
Nakwento mo na sa friends mo na, may gaya ko nakilala online, ganito, lalala. And then until you meet, just because of a certain flow, minsan ang bilis bumitaw ng tao kasi it's just online dating.
Uy, ang guilty ako.
Now, what are my... Alam mo yun, what's the assurance you can give me para sabihin ko sa'yo na hindi kita bibitawan?
Oh my God, wait lang, dami kong chika, pero wait, I'll go say it lang.
Pero it happens, di ba? Nangyari sa'yo. Or may story ka na pwede mong i-relate sa ganitong kwento.
Yeah.
Ang hirap, para sa akin ha, kasi ako, I haven't met anyone na naging jowa ko on Grindr or on any other social media platforms na hindi ko napanindigan. And when I say hindi ko na panindigan, what I mean by that is, yung tipong kailangan kong sabihin yung intention ko sa kanya eh.
Like nothing serious.
Oo, nothing really serious. Na parang kunyari, ang hanap ko noon ha, kung ang hanap ko noon ay, for example, sex lang talaga, di sasabihin ko na yun lang ang hanap ko.
Mm-mm.
Or kung gusto ko ng friendship or yung tipong kailangan ko ng travel buddy. Kasi di ba, ang hindi kong magagala dati, ang La Union, ginagawa kong kubaw.
Correct.
Ayun, basta clear palagi intentions ko. And ito na yun, ito yung pinaka-ano eh. Di ba, we talked about this on our ghosting episode, na kapag hindi mo gusto sa tao, na may nakita kang flaw na hindi mo talaga matagalan, mm-hmm. sabihin mo sa kanya, para hindi siya yung tipong aasa sa'yo na kung meron pa ba siyang something.
Pero it's hard because kapag sa dating app naman kasi, parang it's hard to spot like a flaw agad. Because like, most of the time you spend time online, virtually. And if you meet, lalo na with the situation now,
mm-mm.
if you meet naman in person, it's not as often. Because maya-maya may lockdown. Alam mo yun?
Uh-oh.
So, you don't really get to see the, you know, 360 degrees of the person. So, it's harder to spot red flags.
It's harder to spot. I would agree on that. Though, you can also check on the shift of behavior.
Yeah, the mood, no?
Oo. Kasi minsan, ito yung madalas nangyayari. Why do some people practice? Practice tuloy. Why do people ghost? May shift of behavior kasi ang
I'm
ibang
glad
tao,
you asked that.
Ang ibang tao, hindi ko sasabing lahat. May shift of behavior sila na, for example, casual tayo na magka-chat sa ngayon using Grindr or other social media platforms. Minsan kasi yung Grindr tumatawid sa Viber yan or Telegram or Facebook eh. Para makita mo ba, makita mo siya. Pero you're only seeing what the person is posting on social media. Hindi mo talaga nakikita yung totoong ugali niya. Nakadalasan, pag nag-meet na kayo ng taong to, after the meet-up, dun na pumapasok yung either pagiging clingy niya or bumibitaw na siya just because meron na siya nung parang, ayokong sabihin right, pero parang ganun kasi. Na just because nagkita na kayo, nag-usap na kayo, meron kayong feeling mo, may deeper understanding na kayo sa isa't isa, nabibigyan sila nung pagkakataon na mag-shift yung behavior, na mas ipakita pa sa'yo yung kung sino sila, na madalas, nami-misunderstand yung other party. Ganun siya. Kaya, kung ako tatanungin mo, parang ang hirap ma-fall,
mm-mm.
ang hirap magkaroon, mag-establish ng real relationships on social media. Though, hindi ko sinasabing imposible.
Yeah, yun nga. It's possible, but medyo far, hindi man far-fetched, pero it might not be for everyone.
Oo. Ganun na lang. Hindi siya ganun. Hindi siya pwede sa lahat.
Alam mo, parang one of the reason, babalik ako saglit lang sa ghosting. One of the reason too, kung bakit may mga nag-ghost is because the other person may not be confrontational.
Uh-oh.
Alam mo yun, na parang sometimes when they spot something about you that they don't like. For example, ako. Confrontation alam na akong tao. I mean, I can voice it. Pero alam mo yung know when and where to say what. Syempre, intentions. You don't want the other person to feel bad about something that a stranger they met on social media said about them. Na parang, kunyari, I don't like your ganito, hindi ko bet na, kunyari, you're too small, I prefer taller guys, mga ganyan. Parang, syempre, kahit pa paano may impact kasi yun sa kanila eh.
Mm-mm.
Na parang, matitrigger insecurity nila na parang, tangina, hindi kasi ako matangkad, or parang, walang magkakagusto sa akin. And just that's just because of one person. So sometimes, people ghost because they see something that they don't like about this person. Tapos hindi lang, they just can't say it, or they just can't find a proper way to say it. That's why they just, you know, leave the table. Wala na, unmatch, or no more paramdam, no more, because they are not confrontational. They can't find the best way to say what they want. And it's
totoo.
Parang andun sila sa things are better left unsaid. Mga ganun, na parang, oh, take the hint na, hindi na ako nag-reply, so tapos na. Parang ganun, which is not really good, pero ganun yung tao eh. I mean, that's how they are. We can't do anything about that,
oo,
diba? Kahit magalit tayo, post natin sa social media, wala eh.
Iba-iba yung takbo ng isip kasi.
Oo, and
tao.
That's their process probably, diba?
Correct.
Anyway, going back doon sa...
Ito na. So, itatawid ko actually siya doon sa third point natin.
Mm-mm.
Na, same with, diba, babalik ako sa mga previous episodes. Same with cheating and also ghosting. there are also psychological impacts kasi ng dating or meeting people on social media.
Mm-mm.
Hindi ko lang ito i-limit sa online dating apps ha.
Mm-mm.
Kasi madami eh. Tumatawid yung meeting people dun sa circle na yan sa hindi lang basta sa online dating like Grindr or Bumble or Tinder. It also happens kasi on Twitter eh. Especially now, to those who are listeners na hindi familiar, meron kasi tayong tinatawag na Twitter Spaces kung saan nagkakaroon ng conversation sa mga random Twitter users na yung iba nagmamahal-mahalan, and then some people, 'di ba, naalala mo attention shoppers kasi nga
mm-mm.
When you are listening to Twitter Spaces, nakikita mo rin kasi kung sino yung mga ibang nakikinig tapos na-view mo yung profile nila, and usually doon nagsistart din yung conversations.
Mm-mm.
And most of the time, may psychological impact pa rin yun. Yung nangyayari na conversation in and out of an online dating app, regardless kung anong social media platform to. And it could either be positive or negative, to be honest.
Mm-mm. Actually, hindi, at saka ano rin eh, I mean, lahat naman ng bagay, even the in-person, the face-to-face dating, meron din naman eh.
Oo.
Diba nga? Diba ang dami nating mga napapanood na parang blind date or parang first date. Tapos parang ang daming chika about it na parang ang baho ng hininga niya, ganyan-ganyan. Parang hindi siya gentleman, blah, blah, blah. Ganun din naman sa dating app.
Totoo.
Medyo kapag nag-meet kayo. And siguro, ganun din kapag hindi kayo nag-meet, yung the way that they present themselves. Siguro the way they type, the way they talk on social media.
Mm-mm.
Na ganun. So parang medyo same lang. Siguro ang big difference lang. Ewan ko, I'm not sure if this is like, if everyone else would agree to this. Yung kapag nasa online dating app ka, tapos nagpalit kayo ng, nag-exchange na kayo ng other social media handles like Instagram or Facebook, where you show more of yourself, parang nagkakaroon kasi kaagad ng girl, prejudice. Nagkakaroon sila kaagad ng like picture of you in their minds kung paano ka, kung sino ka. When we have talked about this in several past episodes na what we show on social media is just what? 1%? 10% of who we truly are. And I'm not saying that we're building facade, but we don't show our 24/7 on social media. So, and people would perceive, different people would have different perceptions of what we show on social media. Like, kunyari, ikaw, you show na you post your travel pictures, your pictures with your dogs, your picture with your partner. So I would paint a picture that, oh, Owie is ganito, is ganyan, is ganyan. But I don't really know you. Like, I wouldn't really know your 360 degrees. I don't know na nakakaluno ka ng mouthwash at yung urna mo kulay green. Alam mo yung mga ganyan?
Nakakaluno ka ng mouthwash.
Oo, diba?
Uh-oh.
So, hindi nila alam yun. Kasi hindi mo naman pinapakita na, diba?
Totoo.
So, and same with me. Same with the rest of the people. And kapag straight guys, ito kasi yan. Pag straight guys, napansin ko, sobrang malimit lang sila mag-social media, girl.
Hindi lahat ng event ng buhay nila pinupost nila.
Ang dalang lang. Like, most of the guys that I dated from Bumble or everywhere else, ang mga post lang nila, girl, sa social media, nagsishare lang sila ng mga basketball updates,
ML
updates, mga gaming shit, mga ganun lang. Like, samantalang ako, social media butterfly, social butterfly. Lahat pinopost ko, kinakain ko, pinopost ko. Kung nasan ako, pinopost ko. Pag nasa car ako, pinopost ko. So parang, I'm highly stalkable. Like, if you really wanna know what's happening with this girl's life, at least,
pumunta ka sa isa.
Oo, mag-Instagram. Punta ka ng Instagram. Meron ka ng mapipaint na picture of who this person is. Pero pag mga straight guys, day, ang laman ng Instagram, 10 piraso. Alam mo, parang 10 posts. Ano yun? Tapos yung 10 posts na yun, mga kotse, aso, mountains, ano na? Ang hirap ang stock. Parang, can't really know like what this person is like in person. Syempre nakakabaliw yun, ano ba tawag doon? Nakaka-draw, oh my God, what's the term?
It sparks your curiosity.
Oo, it sparks your curiosity. And mas na-draw ka, draw into the person ka. Parang I'm more drawn into knowing them because they don't show as much on social media.
On the contrary naman.
Yeah, sige, I like that.
That's first straight guys ha. On the contrary kasi, for LGBTQIA+ community.
Na sobrang...
I'm not saying that everyone, some people usually behave like girls.
Mm-mm.
On social media. Na all happenings, all events, not all, like
and
not,
hindi
not
rin
100%.
Naman lahat ng babae ganun.
Oh, hindi rin naman lahat ng babae ganun mag-behave.
Mm-mm.
Pero ang dami kasi, parang a lot of people or majority of the people I meet on social media kasi, updated yung social media feeds nila sa kahit anong ganap ng buhay nila. Mapastories man yan,
feed
or any tweets. Events that's happening with them. Para sa lang ikaw.
Uh-uh.
Na ang dami kong nakikita na friends ko on social media na gays and members of LGBTQIA+ community na kakain lang siya ng pancit, naka-story.
Yeah.
Or yung tipong mag-walk sila ng dog nila, naka-story. So, ganun siya.
Mm-mm.
Na they're, ano naman, parang, I don't wanna say what's funny eh. Pero yung something kasi on this naman is, when you start dating someone within our community, may mga tao talaga na may prejudice din kaagad. Based on kung ano yung nakikita nila. Tapos, disappointment kasi yung madalas na pumapasok after nung meet-up kapag hindi nila na-meet yung certain level of expectations na meron doon sa isang tao. And that happens a lot of times kapag nagsisimula yung conversation on social media apps or even yung mga online dating apps like Grindr or Tinder.
Mm-mm.
Kinda complicated, to be honest.
And wala lang. And siguro, it's challenging, most especially for us because, excuse me, our current circle are content creators. And you know, as content creators, like us, parang it's normal for us to like publish content. And the content that we publish, it doesn't matter if it's paid content or it's just, you know, our regular thing that's happening with our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Parang we are used to that. So sometimes when ako, kasi you're not looking naman, ako, when I talk to people, merong expectation from me that I would see the same with, you know, with the person that I'm gonna meet. Though meron ha, I mean, sa mga dinate ko from Bumble, siguro may dalawa or tatlo na active on social media that I get to see yung mga, at least yung mga ginagawa nila if they're going to the mall or if they're, alam mo yun, kung nag-grocery sila, if they're drinking. Sometimes, may nagpo-post. Pero like, most of the guys that I'm talking to, that I'm really interested in, wow, ang dami pala. Most of the guys that I'm interested in are really like, not active on social media. And it drives me nuts. Honestly, like, it drives me crazy. Crazier, charing. Pero yun, parang, wala, iba-iba kasi talaga eh.
Oo.
Pero yun nga, parang mabalik tayo. So, do's and don'ts ng being on dating apps. Kasi you've been on Grindr for a while na.
Oo.
I mean, longer than I am.
Ako, I'm speaking on behalf of all those who are, sorry, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it anymore, unconventionally attractive.
Okay.
Ang bilis kasi ma-in love or ang bilis magkagusto sa mga tao na conventionally attractive.
Pretty,
if you are pretty pogi. Or pogi, magandang katawan, may abs, okay, laban.
Mm-hmm.
Yung usual pogi...
Yung parang okay lang magpakatanga dito, deserve. Yung
usual definition ng guwapo at maganda sa Pilipinas, na maputi, matangkad, chiseled abs, maganda yung chest, nagji-gym, or kahit dad bod, pero cute mag-smile, may dimples, kung maganda ang ipin, mga ganun. I'm speaking on behalf of those people na hindi ganun.
Okay.
Because I'm also that person.
Mm-mm.
I'm not conventionally attractive eh. Na parang itatabi mo ako dun sa mga ibang lalaki on Twitter spaces or ibang bading sa kung saan man. Hindi ako yung unang pipiliin pag naglaro sila ng FMK.
Gets.
We can always be kind with our words. Dusto.
Uh-oh.
We can always be kind with our words, especially if you are dating or if you are trying to meet people on online dating apps or social media platforms. Kasi it creates a question dun sa receiver eh. Lalo kung ikaw yung unconventionally beautiful na maririnig mo dun sa ano mo na sorry, hindi kita type.
Oh.
Or ayoko ng malambot.
Masakit yun.
Ang sakit. Oo, parang sige, hindi man ako magpapa-apekto ngayon pero akala mo hindi ka apektado pero nagkakaroon ka na ng certain fear.
Naku-conscious ka na.
Oo, na baka pag nag-chat ba ako sa susunod na tao, baka ganun din yung makuha kong feedback. Na kung tutuusin, hindi ko naman talaga sinosolicit yung feedback nila na maganda ba ako or pogi ba ako. Well, hindi kasi ako ganun naman. Parang, alam mo yun, nagkakaroon siya ng certain it triggers insecurities doon sa tao.
Mm-mm.
Na nakakarinig nun.
Totoo. Kahit labanan nila eh. Kasi kahit kunyari, I'm talking to 14 guys and then just one irrelevant guy tells me that I'm like this and I'm like that. Gago! Like, you alam mo, self-esteem?
Bababa.
Bababa din. It's gonna affect me in one way or another. Mm-mm.
Kaya nga ito ano ah, ngayon ko lang siya i-chika. Alam mo naman on Twitter Spaces, very, very bongga yung game na fuck,
FMK.
Marry, kill.
Okay. Yeah. Lagi akong kinikiss doon. Siguro kasi babae ako.
Siguro. Hindi ako sa hindi pabor sa larong yon. Pero hindi naman ako magpapaka-KJ na hindi magpa-participate. It's okay. I'm just there to listen. Or minsan, if I'm one of the speakers na parang pinapasali ako, sige, sali lang ako, laban lang yan. Pero isipin nyo kasi, if you are part of that game and if you are that person who is unconventionally attractive to some people and you're not being picked all the time, kahit date man lang or marry.
May bago na, may bago ng category. Ano? Diba, fuck, marry, kiss, mamarehin, tsaka totropahin.
Diba, pag hindi ka kasi pumasok dun sa mga favorable, yun na lang, I'll use that word, favorable na options, magkakaroon ka ng question sa sarili mo na bakit hindi ako pinipili? Hindi ba ako good enough?
Mm-mm.
Na kahit may credentials kang ilagay sa Twitter mo or whatnot, or maganda naman yung photo mo or whatnot, hindi ka pipiliin just because meron silang other preferred people na andun din sa same platform. Kaya nga, okay lang sa akin naman. Ako, again, I usually join those kind of games. Okay lang sa akin. I don't take anything negative on that. Pero there are people kasi na
May take it differently.
Mm-mm. Na hindi porke pogi yung isa, siya palaging pinipili just because ang pogi niya.
Pero Twitter naman yun eh. I mean, there's no way that they can know a person's personality.
Oo.
So it's just, you know, it's just a game.
It's just a game. It's katuwaan. Katuwaan per se. Mm-mm. Pero yun nga, diba? Some people might impact yung self-esteem ng ibang taong andun sa space na yun just because.
Mm-mm.
Hindi, may subliminal message minsan kasi yung you not being chosen by someone.
Yeah.
So,
and feeling ko naman, like, when people play FMK, meron na, like sa Twitter Spaces ha, meron na agad, like yung mga speakers, meron na sila agad na someone in mind na, ito for sure pipiliin to. Ito for sure pipiliin to. So, parang, it doesn't affect them as much. Lalo na kung magkakaibigan yung mga nasa speakers. Kunyari kami sa Weekend Tawanan or yung Weekend Tawanan and friends. Parang whenever we play FMK kapag may bagong speaker, parang gets na namin kung sino yung mga pinipili talaga yun. And parang it doesn't, wala na lang siya. Parang it doesn't trigger anything to anyone anymore because we know na si ganito gustuhin talaga yan. But like, alam namin na, gets, kunyari, si ganito gustuhin, pero may jowa naman yan. Si ganito gustuhin, always naman may pero. Pero, the idea of the game is just to check lang kung sino yung gusto ng speakers. Meron sobrang mga surprise, parang medyo surprising yung sagot eh. Tapos, parang one we don't expect minsan. Yan, nilalaro pa namin na, sure ka na ba? Siya yung i-marry mo. May mga ganun eh.
Uh-oh.
But like, depende talaga din siya sa tao. Kasi may iba-ibang type naman yung tao. Meron nga lang din talagang mga conventionally attractive people na given na sila yung pipiliin. And parang wala naman ng, walang fuss about it. Because alam naman namin na, si ganito yan. Alam ko na kung sino yung pipiliin si ganito. Mga ganun. So ako, parang siguro one tips, do's and don'ts sa dating app. Do siguro is like, be clear with your intentions on the onset. Why are you on the dating app? What are you doing here? Parang, what, ako ha, tip ko sa mga magda-download pa lang ng dating app. Nakakarupok yan, mga girls out there, mga kapat-brothers, kumares and compares. Nakakarupok yan because, syempre, bagong tao na i-chat ka almost every day. And, you're gonna learn something new about this person and they're gonna learn something new. But, tapos, if you're the insecure type, pwede ka kasing mag-build ng entirely new person eh.
Totoo.
Oo. So, but, set proper expectations, manage your expectations, and be true. No catfishing, no. Well, in terms of catfishing, hindi lang to sa NSS, or not same-same sa pictures. Sa personality din. Be your true self. If that person that you're talking to isn't okay with how you present yourself. Kunyari, yung kwento ko last episode, na ako kasi gago talaga ako pag sa social, nakikipag-usap ako. Hindi man gago, like, pilia. Huwag na lang gago kasi baka si negative. Pilia talaga ako, as in ako talaga yung mga makutusan, parang charing, mga ganun talaga ako sa dating apps. Like, I really show my true colors. So, take it or leave it. Anyway, wala pa naman tayong emotional bank account sa isa't isa. So, if you can't, you know, if you can't handle me at my pabebe, you don't deserve me at my kakaibib. Charing. Diba? If you can't handle this, edi okay, move on, next guy tayo. And siguro going dun sa point mo kanina, na it's yung assurance, wag tayo muna maghanap ng assurance. Because ako before, medyo I felt bad about this. Nung nagsastart pa lang ako mag-dating app. Kasi, walang assurance. Medyo, pero parang ang rupok ko dun sa isang guy kasi ang cute niya, ang sweet niya, araw-araw kami magkausap, tapos nag-meet na kami, tapos nag-uusap pa rin kami, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos, pero ako, on my side, gusto ko siya, kumbaga, top one ko na siya. Pero, nagsaswipe right pa rin ako. Nakikipag-usap pa rin ako. May mga nakakamatch pa rin ako. Pag mag-open ako ng Bumble, one new match, three new matches. So, parang, gets ba? Parang, don't expect assurance yet until both of you deletes the app, siguro.
Totoo.
Or deletes the account because you have already talked about going exclusive. That's the time, siguro, na you can look for assurance. Huwag kayo maghanap ng assurance habang pareho kayong nasa app because that's just not possible. Diba? And also, last do ko siguro. last do ko siguro is just be yourself. Be confident in your own skin. No matter what you look like, no matter what, alam yun, kasi if up, hindi naman natin kontrolado yung type ng mga tao eh. Baka hindi mo alam, meron dyan na conventionally attractive, tas bet ka. And you feel like you're not the conventionally attractive person. So baka bet ka niya. May mga ganun eh. May mga ganun namang stories. Don'ts naman. Punta tayo sa don'ts.
Don'ts?
Ikaw, anong don't?
Ang dami kong nasa isip eh pagdating sa don'ts.
Go.
Pero yung tipo, siguro, huwag ka masyadong mag-invest. So, ako lang to ha. Again, it's just me. Huwag ka masyado mag-invest, especially if you're meeting people on social media. The reason is, iba kasi yung experience that you meet the person in real life, in person talaga. Again, whatever you see on social media, regardless kung anong app man yan, hindi yan yung 100% true na makikita mo dun sa tao pag nagkita na kayo. So, as much as possible, wag ka masyado mag-invest ng emotions mo. Again, it's coming from my experience, ha? It does not reflect ko ano man yung magiging opinion mo dito, Jay. Kasi ako, ganun ako, I learned from that experience, eh. Na investing too much will babalik sa'yo yun, eh. Kapag hindi maganda yung naging resulta. Well, swerte mo kung ang naging result nun is maganda, eh, what if i-ghosting ka niya? What if naging option ka lang din pala? Nung tao na yon na parang ang mentality nung taong kausap mo is collect and select din, 'di ba? Tapos nag-invest ka na 100% mo. So, ang hirap ibalik dun sa magiging default mode mo ulit. Then you're gonna have to weigh some ano tawag ito? Pag-iisipan mo na naman kung paano ka ulit magsisimula, lalo kung you're coming from that place na you are unconventionally attractive. Mm-mm. And feeling mo ganun ka talaga. Kasi this is something na ano eh, na I got from some stories that I've heard. Some people, ang bilis nilang mag-drop. Mm-mm. Because they feel confident sa sarili nila na anytime na gusto nilang magkaroon ng bagong jowa,
meron lang dyan.
Meron silang makukuha because mm-hmm. they are attractive enough for some people to give them a pass dun sa qualities na meron na hinahanap ng karamihan.
Mm-mm.
While others kasi they only have one and sometimes none.
Mm-mm.
And if you only have one, tapos you're giving it your all, na hindi mo alam yung taong yun, nakausap mo is not really, I don't wanna say reciprocate, pero you're not getting what you deserve out of that kind of online relationship that you have with that person. And at the end, naging option ka lang din. Ang hirap mag-bounce back.
Mm-mm.
And siguro kung sa akin, kaya ko siyang ma-handle, pero paano yung iba?
Yeah.
Na walang ganung klase ng mindset na gaya nung sa atin na we can hold our ground.
Oo. Gets
so,
naman.
Ayun.
Ako siguro siguro same. Don't give your all din. Don't para medyo same light na don't give your 100% yet to someone that you just met on, you know, online. Kasi nga, again, we can't ask for assurance just yet eh. And we can't, diba? The goal is never to control or manipulate people. Whether it's online dating or actual dating. We can never do that. And that's not right. It's unethical to manipulate and control a person. But like, siguro, ano, yun nga. Huwag masyadong mag-invest. And ano siguro, huwag masyadong... Ako, I learned this based on experience. Ano, wag masyado ring padalos-dalos sa ano, wag masyadong marupok. Na parang akala mo siya na because out of all the guys that you have been talking to, ito yung naiiba. Wag, parang guard your heart pa rin. Although, syempre, sincerity comes from the heart. Pero guard your heart pa rin. Na parang keep yourself busy. Huwag paikutin ang mundo sa mga nakakausap natin sa online dating app. Kasi, not until you truly meet the person and you truly know how they are.
Mm-mm.
And in general, huwag natin paikutin yung mundo natin sa isang tao. Kasi, di ba? Ano eh, parang... We should have our individuality. And if you feel like you are the unconventional, beautiful or pretty or attractive person, try to listen to our episode on insecurities. Season 2 rin yun, di ba?
So, self-love.
And self-love. So, try to listen to that para, you know, just to shed some light on how you can deal with your personal insecurities so we don't project any issues, any traumas to the person that we're talking to on social media. Whether it's on a dating app or any social media platform. Ganon. So, parang, basta be real, be true to yourself, be confident. Huwag mag-adjust based doon sa
preference
nung tao. Yung babaguhin mo yung sarili mo para sa isang tao. So, you know, be true to your nature.
Totoo.
Ganyan.
Totoo yan.
Alam mo ba, may chika, hala, ang tagal na pala. Wait lang, quick chika. Quick chika. Irarapag na pala natin yung episode. Or may quick chika ako. Kasi parang, mayroon akong a couple of guys na meet ko na on social media. And parang, I from the dating app. And alam mo, honestly, doon sa marami, di ba na-evict na nga yung mga iba?
Mm-mm.
From the first batch that I met, I still talk to them. Like, even the ones that I have, I'm not a saint, you guys. So, even those that I have already met in person, we still talk. Like, ano, small talk, ganyan, react sa IG stories, tamang kwentuhan, ganyan. Hindi, it wasn't It was a good experience. Nung una, naiinis ako because parang feeling ko gusto ko na yung tao pero I parang I'll find out na they're emotionally unavailable pala. Mm-hmm. Na parang pag na-meet mo sila in person, hung up pa pala sila sa ex nila. When you meet them in person, may inaantay pala silang iba na maging single or magka-jowa bago sila jumowa, ganyan. Tapos I reassessed, I self-assessed na but why do you feel bad that there are emotionally unavailable guys on Bumble? Eh, you're not there naman to find a jowa. You're just there to talk to new people. So I went back to my intentions. Why am I on the app? Parang na-carried away lang ako because of how these guys are treating me.
Uh-oh.
So parang ayun, bumalik ako sa roots ko na parang okay, kausap lang naman yung gusto ko. So that's how we retained the quote unquote relationship that we found on Bumble. I'm friends with them. As in like if I message them ng mga random stuff lang, like memes na pinag-usapan namin when we were together, like kunyari Snow Plus or like things that we talk about most of the time. Some of them, good morning, good night consistently. Some of them, like we talk about future plans of meeting up. But like there's the reason why I deleted the account is because I'm simping on one guy na. Charing. Ayun, hopefully mag-work. Charing. I'm simping on two guys. I'm simping on three. Na-joke lang. Hindi, pero yun. It's up to you. Parang,
uh-oh.
If you don't feel like talking, ako kasi napagod na ako. And guys, mind you, mapapagod din kayo. Nakakapagod magpakilala ng paulit-ulit sa iba't ibang taong nakikilala.
Totoo.
Na nakaka-match niyo.
Though exciting siya sa umpisa, pero darating kayo doon sa senses mo na, okay, pang ilan na to.
Oo.
May ganun.
Lalo na if you're the type na seryoso makipag-usap. Ako kasi gusto ko talaga ng kausap eh. Siguro dun sa mga hookups, hindi pa yan napapagod. Kasi, ano yan eh, hanap usap deal. Parang, okay, RUG, meet tayo. Bahay mo, bahay ko, your place or mine. Tapos after that, okay, next girl, next guy, next girl, next guy. Pero for people like me, who are on the app for a different reason, napapagod, nakakapagod magpakilala, nakakapagod, nakaka-drain. So, totoo. You're really gonna come to a point na aalis ka na lang doon sa app. And that's the reason why I left na. I deleted my account na sa Bumble.
Pero sige, before we wrap the episode up, talagang over 1 hour tayo, no?
Mm-mm.
Uulit ka pa?
Oo. I'd say oo. If, for example, paano ba? If, for example, things didn't work out.
Mm-mm.
Sa, ewan ko, sa kung sino man, I'd probably still download Bumble to meet new people. Or, if the pandemic, kung matatapos tong pandemia, girl, baka hindi. Kasi hindi naman ako ma-dating app talaga. Uh-oh. Na tao eh.
Noon.
Wala talaga. Diba wala talaga, girl. Mm-hmm. Hindi talaga ako nagaganto. Pero kung tuloy-tuloy pa rin yung lockdown at hindi pa rin tayo nakakalabas to meet new people, to mingle, I'd probably still download the app.
Ako din. Well, I do have the dating app ha. Pero not limited to Grindr. Alam mo naman ako, girl.
Mm-mm.
Pre-pandemic, hindi ako ma-social media na sobra.
Uh-oh.
Like, I only post photos, my travel photos on Instagram, pero I'm not the social butterfly na kagaya mo.
Mm-mm.
Na lahat ng events and happenings naka-stories.
Yeah.
Pero, ang laki ng tulong kasi ng Twitter Spaces sa akin eh. Yung kailangan mo ng kausap. Mm-hmm. O yung mental health ko. Even yung Grindr, kahit sabihin mo na I'm not really looking for hookup, I'm not looking for sex on Grindr, I'm just looking for people to talk to at 2 in the morning.
Alam mo, POV, ang
diba?
Dami kong natutunan from the people that I met on Bumble, I swear.
Correct. As long as you know your intentions eh, and as long as your intentions are clear dun sa kausap mo, okay lang. I would say na walang masama sa paggamit ng social media apps or online dating apps as long as you know your boundaries, you know your limits, you don't invest too much time and effort dun sa mga kausap mo. Remember na people come and go.
Yeah.
These are like friends you haven't met yet.
Yeah.
Yun siguro.
That's correct.
These are friends
like
you haven't met yet. Pero we go back to the previous episode, so I'm not sure kung kailan natin ni-record to. Some friends leave.
Mm-mm.
And consider these people as your friends leaving din kung talagang ginos ka man or whatnot. Pwede mong sabihin sigurong good riddance on your part kasi at least you're not investing too much sa mga toxic na tao na feeling mo, again, toxic is subjective.
Yeah.
Pero consider them as, yun nga, good riddance na lang kung talagang wala.
Mm-mm.
Walang anything na hindi nag-foster yung usapan.
Mm-mm.
Walang pinatunguhan. Okay lang.
Ako siguro, I'd like to leave this to our listeners, to our comares and compares. Two things when you are going to board, you know, the online dating culture by downloading dating apps. Two things. First is be clear with your intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, manage your expectations.
Correct.
Yun. Yun dalawang yun. Be clear with your intentions and manage your expectations all the damn time. Regardless if it's just a hookup or you're looking for an actual relationship or if you're just looking for kachikahan online or a new friend, manage your expectations and be clear with your intentions.
Yeah, because with those two things, if you're able to apply those, pag nag-start ka na na... Actually, halos lahat naman, I'm not sure if you have started na, sa mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon. But if you have started and you're able to apply those two things, you'll be able to hold your ground.
Mm-mm.
It's easier for you to let go kung kailan may kailangan kayo let go. And be consistent kung if you need to be consistent with one.
Oo, correct. And alam mo ito, often, siguro we can talk about this in a separate episode na lang din, yung loyalty.
Uh-oh.
Loyalty. So, yung loyalty. You know, loyalty is something that you don't just give to anyone.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, just be mindful and cautious of... Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Self muna. Diba?
Correct.
Ayun.
Ayan. Oh, ang haba ng episode natin.
Totoo.
An hour, 5 minutes running. But yeah, thank you again sa ating mga tagapakinig. Abangan ninyo ang aming season finale next week.
Correct! At meron tayong guest.
Very special guest.
Very special guest sa ating season finale episode. And we're probably gonna uncover a couple more about our topic today. But abangan na lang yan sa ating season finale na pasabog.
Yes, and don't forget to follow us on our socials, especially if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please also leave a rating.
Oo, leave a rating,
Apple
guys.
Podcasts, and leave a review na din.
Let us know what you think about the episode by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts.
Correct. And again, our socials on Facebook, we are...
Kumare Talk The Podcast. And on Instagram, we are...
Kumare Talk Podcast, and on Twitter we are
Kumare Talk. And this has been brought to us by Cutprint Podcast Network.
Again, we're open for bookings.
Yep.
By the way, for any hosting events that might you have, regardless kung virtual man yan or in person, as long as our IATF protocols are followed. Kapag
yep.
in-person hosting siya, slide into our DMs for any bookings or inquiries sa amin ni Jaya.
Correct.
And again, this is Owi.
And this is Jaya. And always remember,
Chika moderately.
Bye!